USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It didn't take long for the first lawsuit to be filed following a Texas tragedy on Friday night. Rapper Travis Scott and Live Nation already facing the lawsuit over the Astroworld crowd surge in Houston, which left 8 people dead and at least 300 people injured. One of the injured, Manuel Souza, filing the lawsuit saying that what happened on Friday night was a predictable tragedy that he calls the result of a motivation for profit at the expense of concertgoers' health and safety. Souza says early signs of danger were ignored, including a stampede that afternoon that he witnessed, where he says concertgoers breached the park security gates, the lawsuit seeking at least $1 million in damages. It is anticipated to be just the first of many to be filed over one of the deadliest crowd disasters in recent U.S. history. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Mark, the FedEx CEO is being in favor of that bipartisan infrastructure bill, as Fred Smith says it's a great step forward in correcting the supply chain issues around the nation. He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, saying poor infrastructure is a major reason why there are so many issues right now. And he says he hasn't seen all the details of the bill, but believes it's a good start. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who's never been a fan of fellow Republican Donald Trump, saying he's concerned with the former president's involvement in next year's elections.
He's likely not going away, regardless of what the future holds for him.
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union. Meanwhile, former President Trump delivered remarks via a video to the Republican Jewish Coalition annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas.
Thank you for your outstanding patriotism and for everything that you've done for our party and our amazing movement.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Authorities in Houston launching a criminal probe after 8 people died, including a 14-year-old girl, during a stampede at an outdoor concert on Friday night. It happened while rapper Travis Scott was performing at the Astroworld Festival at NRG Park, and about 50,000 fans were there. Scott posting on Twitter that he was, quote, absolutely devastated by what happened, and said his prayers are going out to the families and all those who have been impacted by that tragedy. There are unconfirmed reports that the stampede may have begun when people panicked at some suggestion that someone had a syringe in the crowd that they were injecting something into people with. But Americans are enjoying an extra hour of sleep after daylight saving time came to an end early today. The Department of Transportation, which is in charge of daylight saving time, says the practice still saves energy, prevents traffic accidents, and helps reduce crime. Sleep experts are warning though that the consequences of losing sleep from daylight saving far outweigh any possible value. Others say they never really notice the change in the clock when it comes to their sleep. And tens of thousands of runners on both coasts are running today in the New York City Marathon and also shortly in the L.A. Marathon. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.